Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Confident and Killing It podcast. As always, thank you so much for subscribing and being a part of this amazing, amazing community. I have been working on a couple of things. If you remember in my last episode, I mentioned that I was slowing down at the beginning part of this year. Last year for me was exhausting, and so I really decided to just take things extra slow to just create a more sustainable lifestyle for myself. You'll be happy to know that my energy and love for work finally came back towards the end of May. So I've been really on my Zoom, as we're saying these days, and trying to restart my group coaching sessions, trying to restart my one-to-one sessions. Not trying, I am restarting. Yes, let's reframe in a powerful way. I am restarting my group and personal sessions. So I've just been working on kicking that off. Now, I do monthly Q&As on IG, like Ask Coach T Anything. And a lot of stuff that's been coming, even as I've started my coaching again, and when people send me DMs, has to do with fear. The fear of, you know, people not supporting you the way you want, the fear of getting rejected, the fear of your product or service not selling as planned, the fear of looking cringe, all of these things, people share their fears with me. And I'm pretty good at overcoming my fears. So I thought I would share a technique with you on how to do this. And I'm also hosting a masterclass at the end of this month called Face Your Fears, where I'm actually going to break it down in a practical sense and also call some people up on stage to get coached on a fear they are trying to overcome. So if you're interested in that, it's going to be a free masterclass. Make sure you're signed up to my mailing list on confidentandkillingit.com, and you will be the first to hear about this masterclass at the end of this month. If you miss it, there will be a replay, but again, you have to be on the mailing list to get it. So I want to talk about winning the war against your fears. Now, people think, oh, I'm a very confident person. Maybe I don't have insecurities anymore. I don't have fears. But the truth is, fear is a natural part of being human. Okay? I know I have a lot of new listeners, so let me kind of even share how Confident and Killing It started and those early days and the fear that I had to deal with. So one situation was, you know, I was a very insecure teenager, and as I began to work on my mindset in my early 20s, I saw how much joy and passion and energy I just began to unlock, so much potential I realized was in me. When I woke up to my strengths, I was like, wow, I am worthy, I am amazing. Because before, I always thought I wasn't good enough. One day, I was mentoring a group of teenage girls. I started my journey as a youth mentor, and I was mentoring some teenage girls. Every Friday, I would go and meet them in this basement of this youth center, and I would speak to them and just encourage them and ask them, like, you know, like what they wanted to get out of life, because I had begun to read books on my mindset and changes and become a more confident person. And so I wanted to share that knowledge with the generation coming underneath me. And so one day, I grabbed my phone and I was like, I want to make a video on how important it is to love and believe in yourself. Like, I just felt this passion in me and I was like, okay, Tiwa, like, we've just got to get this message out there because there are women out there who feel insecure that need to learn how to overcome this. This was in 2016, okay? This was in 2016, before Instagram stories, before Reels, before TikTok, okay? So video wasn't a thing on the platform, but something in me was just like, make this a video. And so I recorded a video on how important it is to love and believe in yourself. Now, before I posted that video on my Instagram, the way my hands were shaky. Now, I post videos all the time, but again, this is like 7-8 years later. But the first time I posted my video, the way my hands were shaking and my negative thoughts came in like a flood. It was like, oh my gosh, who do you think you are? This is so cringe. Your voice is too deep. You sound like a man. Your skin isn't clear enough for you to be on camera like this. What are people gonna think? Deleted, deleted, deleted. That was my mind. Can you relate to that? And in that moment, I had a choice. Listen to the negativity and delete the video, or listen to my message and post the video. Listen to the negativity or delete the video. Listen to my message and post the video. I was posting a video about how important it is to love and believe in yourself. There was value in that video. But my mind, my negative thoughts, the mean girl in my mind, and you know in chapter 2 of the book, I talk about get sassy with the mean girl in your mind. The mean girl in my mind was saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And the reason that fear was coming up was because my mind did not want to put me in a situation where I would face embarrassment, right? When you put yourself out there in the world, you expose yourself. It's scary, right? So just go ahead and post on Instagram. It can be scary sometimes, okay? So my brain was trying to keep me safe and trying to avoid me experiencing any sort of embarrassment or shame or whatever it is. Now, that's fair enough. That's a valid reason to not post the video, for to avoid embarrassment and shame. Very valid reason. But what is more important? Avoiding embarrassment and shame, or putting a message, a positive message out there that might actually change somebody's life? Those were the choices I had. And in that moment, I had to remind myself that the message in me was much bigger than the fear I was feeling. Who cared if I had a spot on my face, if the message I was about to share with someone would help them love themselves more, would help them be more confident? So you have to kind of think about your own life when you're experiencing fear. And this is the real kind of nugget I want to share with you today. Is make the fear smaller than the dream or the action you want to take. Make the fear so much more insignificant that it's a no-brainer for you to push past the fear and take action. And that's what I kind of did in my head. I was like, okay, spot on my face or a message that can change somebody's life. Oh my gosh, I was like, I care way more about changing somebody's life than a spot on my face. So you can do the same thing. You know, if you wanna promote your product on social media, for example, you can care about, oh, a small group of people laughing at me, or a large group of people finding out how my product can actually help them in life. Okay, which one do you care about most? Looking cringe or actually creating something that adds value to society? The choice is yours. So when you put fear like that, it begins to become a lot smaller and your dream or your message become bigger. And we're gonna deep dive into that exact point throughout this episode. Another time I felt fear was before I quit my full-time job to run Confident and Killing It full-time. I remember going into the office and I had the idea to quit my job in June, But I didn't actually make the leap until December because I was afraid. So I got the idea and had that inkling and feeling in me, it was time to quit my job in June. Now, I ignored it and it got louder. And this is what I always say, when your life is calling you and you ignore that call, the call is gonna get louder and louder. So what began to happen? I started getting anxiety. My chest was getting tight. My throat will get tight. I felt a blockage inside of me because my higher self was calling me towards running Confident and Killing It full time, but I was afraid. No one was paying me big money like that to be able to say I will leave my salary and face this work. I didn't even know exactly what the business plan would be. I didn't have any potential clients lined up. And I also thought, hey, I haven't even become a manager in the corporate world. What makes me think I can handle running my own business? Like, people aren't going to take me seriously. I need to be more established in the corporate world or in my work that I'm doing before I can run my own business. So I ignored it until it just kept getting louder and louder and louder. And then I remember sitting with my mentor at the time, Annalie, shout out to her, the most incredible woman. And she said to me, when you give your business your all, you unlock so much more greatness than anything you can imagine right now. You just become a different person, different playing field. And your dream or goal might not even be to run a business. It could be anything. When you bet on yourself, you can never lose. Okay? When you bet on yourself, when you take that chance to be like, you know what? I have this dream and goal inside of me, and I'm just gonna take that risk to leap into whatever it is and see it through, you can never lose, okay? So that was a big fear that I had. And then again, that was the message. I made the fear so much smaller. Okay, yes, I might be afraid. What if things go wrong? But what if it goes right? What if I build this business and it becomes a household name? What if I'm able to reach hundreds and millions of people all over the world? What if I'm able to help people cure any mental health issues, anxiety, depression, be more confident to go after what they want in life? Guys, are you listening to this? The fear of what if it doesn't work out is so much, much smaller than the possibilities of what can happen if it does work out. So I want you to grab a piece of paper. On one side, write down the fear. Okay, what if it doesn't work out? And then on the other side, what if it does? And I want you to expand that what if it does work out as wide as you can. What if you get that promotion? What if you're earning more income and then you're able to travel to the most luxurious places that you've always wanted to? What if you launch that brand or that product or service and you begin to impact people's lives in the most beautiful way? What if you grow your business and you become a million-pound organization? What if you have the freedom to live the life you truly desire? How beautiful can things get? I want you to get curious about what's possible for you. Make the fear so small and make the dream and the goal so big and so exciting that everything in you wants to get curious to see what is behind that door of your goal and your dream. So as you can see, I faced my fair share amount of fears. But the difference between people who reach their full potential and the people that don't is that the people that reach their full potential learn to master their fears, face it head on, and overcome it. Confidence is not an absence of fear. Confidence is feeling the fear, but doing it anyways. Fear itself is not the enemy. Fear is a normal part of your human experience. And you will always feel resistance. when you are moving from a lower sphere in life to a higher sphere, when you are about to unlock something amazing inside of you, you will feel resistance. Your mind is scared. Your mind wants to keep you safe and hold you back. But that resistance is not a sign that you should back down. That resistance is a sign that you must move forward, because your higher self, your inner genius, your greatness is on the other side of that fear. So fear is not the enemy. Waiting to stop feeling afraid is. You can't wait till you stop feeling afraid. You've got to do something about it. You've got to turn down the volume of the fear and turn up the volume of your dream and your desires and your sense of purpose. Have you ever noticed that in a boxing match, a heavyweight always fights a heavyweight? You never see a heavyweight fighting a lightweight. The heavyweight always wants to go after the other heavyweight. And so in the same way, your biggest fears, anxieties, your biggest insecurities are often a direct correlation to your biggest dreams and areas of impact. The area in life where you will be the most successful will also be the area in life where you face the biggest fears. That is so profound, and I don't want you to miss that. So your biggest fears are often a direct correlation to your biggest dreams and area of success. And this is why, right, not everybody becomes successful. This is why not everyone gets to the top of their own journey, because they falter when it comes to the fear. But when you realize that if your biggest fear is a direct attack on your biggest area of expertise and success, you have no choice but to face that fear head on and win the war against your fear. If you want the best for yourself, that is. If you don't want the best for yourself, if you want to live a mediocre life, if you want to just coast, in fact, you can stop listening to this podcast episode right now. This episode is not for people who want to coast in life. This episode is for people who know that there is something inside of them, who know that there is a dream that they have. There is something special and they want to get it out there in the world, but they're just struggling a little bit right now. And so if that is you, I want you to remember that that feeling of fear isn't to stop you. It's a sign, interpreted as a sign that you must move forward. When I felt fear about posting that video, that was a sign that I'm about to unlock the next version of myself. And I did exactly that. If I had not posted that Instagram video back in 2016, I would not be speaking to you today. This podcast would not exist. My book, my academy, my community, none of that would exist if I let the fear in 2016 tell me my video was cringe. And I'm getting so emotional as I remember that moment, and I'm sharing it with you now, because I'm just like, what? Imagine confident and killing it not existing because I let the fear of, oh, my voice is too deep. Like, huh? So listen, you do not know where your life can take you. Fear is a negative thought of something in the future that hasn't happened yet. So if you can think, what if it goes wrong? What if I fail? What if I get rejected? You can also think, what if I succeed? What if it goes well? Lean into the positive possibilities of your life. Turn down the volume of your fear. Turn up the volume of the positive possibilities of your life. You have to learn to write it down and articulate what those positive possibilities are. It's not just gonna drop into your head. Sit down and dream and think big of those possibilities. And when the fear comes in, turn it down again and keep on dreaming. Because remember, the fear is a direct attack on your area of greatest potential. The only way to find out what the future holds is to take action now, in this present moment. What's the best way to find out what the outcome will be in the future? Give yourself a chance now. What's the best way to find out if people will buy your product or service? Put it up for sale. What's the best way to find out if you'll get a promotion at work? Apply for it. What's the best way to find out if you will enjoy taking a solo vacation? Book that trip and give it a try. What's the best way to find out if the person you're talking to is going to be the right person for you? Go on the date and explore the relationship. Okay? The best way to find out what the future holds for you is to take action in this present moment. And if you don't, you guarantee that the dream and goal you want is not going to happen. Okay? Listen to this. If you don't try, you are giving yourself a 0% chance of achieving your goals. Okay? You are giving yourself a 0% chance. If you don't try, you never know. 0% chance. But if you do try, you might fail, but you might succeed. There is a possibility of success. And trying actually increases your chances of success. If you have a fear of failure or a fear of rejection, it's going to lead to inaction. You're going to feel it. Remember, your thoughts lead to your feelings, and your feelings lead to the actions you take or you don't take. So if you're constantly thinking, what if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if I get rejected? What if people think I'm cringe? What if nobody cares? That's going to make you feel worried and anxious and stressed. And what's going to happen? You're going to retreat. You're not going to take action. When you don't take action, you guarantee failure. You guarantee that that dream or goal is not going to happen because no decision was made, no progress was made. So if you have a fear of failure, if you're afraid of failing, the worst thing you can do is not take action, because by not taking action, you guarantee that failure. So if you have a fear of failure, the best thing you can do is to actually take baby steps. Make some progress. Try a little, because in doing so, you increase your chances of success. So, three major fears to watch out for. What if I fail? Fear of failure. What if I'm not good enough? You know, fear of inadequacy. And what if no one likes or understands me or what I'm doing? Fear of judgment. If you are experiencing those fears and you know they are holding you back in life, please do something about it. Come along to the masterclass at the end of this month and learn how to practically reframe your fears. That's what I'm going to be teaching people how to do. I have a framework called the RFT, and I'm going to be teaching you how to use this technique and applying it to a specific fear that you have in your life, and you will be able to overcome that fear after the masterclass. So you don't want to miss that. And also, listen, we are 6 months into the year. There are some dreams and goals you wrote down that have not left your journal because of the fear that is holding you back. And like I said, fear is normal. Your feelings, your insecurities are valid. But what's not okay is to let fear rob you of the rich and abundant life you deserve. What's not okay is to let fear win the war, right, in your mind and stop you from stepping into your full potential and unlocking your purpose. That's not okay. And if that's you right now, please don't settle. If I had let my fear get in the way, this podcast that you love so much that has helped you would not exist. And in fact, like, even with the podcast, I remember I didn't start it for so long because I thought, what am I going to say? Like, I have nothing valuable to say to people. Like, I have nothing special to add. Like, people who do podcasts have, you know, this and this and this and that. And I almost didn't start it. But the kind of messages that I've got, the fact that it's listened to in over 200 countries around the world, we've surpassed 100,000 listens. You really can't make this stuff up. Please, please, please do not let fear rob you of your dreams. Do not let fear be a dream killer in your life. Learn to turn the volume of the fears down and turn up the volume of your dreams and your goals. Make the fear smaller, make the fear less significant. Laugh at the fear, make it sound so silly to you. And your dreams and your goals way more important, way more significant. And pour yourself and your attention towards those things. Alrighty, that is all from me this week. If you loved this episode, please do follow and subscribe and share it with a friend or family member who you know has that amazing dream, but they have been letting fear get in the way. They keep saying, another time, maybe next year, what if this, what if that? Send this episode to them so they can finally learn how to win the war against their fears. And if you enjoyed this episode, come along to our masterclass at the end of the month and let's get practical with it. Let's get into those specific fears of yours and let me help you break them down and overcome them. Remember to tag us on social media at Confident and Killing It and at Tiwalola. I always love, love, love seeing your shout outs and hearing your thoughts and comments on an episode. So please do that. I'll be super grateful. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.